Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to Tuesday's edition of Tea Time with Taylor. Now, we all know that over the past few weeks, I've been getting nonstop questions about my current major, how I plan to use it, and some possible career options. Basically, why am I doing what I'm doing? So, that's what today's show will consist of. Let's start with the joke, since I know you guys are at the edge of your seats. Okay, so, what do you call a French man wearing sandals? Take a guess. Come on, take another guess. One more try. Okay, here it is. Felipe Falape. Ha! I knew you guys would love that one. Okay, now that that's out of the way, let's talk about my major. As you know from previous shows, I'm a business management major. I know, cool, right? For me, business was something I chose not knowing what I wanted to do when I graduated college. For Jason Sewell at the University of Alabama, management allowed him the opportunity to take leadership and management courses that are complemented with what he was hoping to learn. I wish I could have been in Jason's shoes, but the process was a little different for me. Before starting college, I couldn't tell you one thing that interested me, and I was so confused. I thought of so many different things, but none of them suited me to the perfection that I had hoped for. So that's when business management kind of caught my eye. I figured that this field was so broad that in 4 years, after all of these business courses, I would most definitely have an idea of what I wanted to do. Huh, but guess what? I was wrong. I'm now graduating in 2 months, and I am still in the position I was in 4 years ago, but now with a Bachelor's of Science in Business Administration. Dang, doesn't that sound cool? You know, TC from St. Teresa's College stated on fineuniversity.ph that he chose business because he wanted business to be in his future. He says that he chose business because his parents were business people, so he knew he had their support. Now, I wish I had that comfort when I was picking my major. Wouldn't it be easy to follow my parents' footsteps? My mom was a stay-at-home mom, and my dad was a retired police officer from New York City. I would have loved to be a police officer, but in this day and age, I tossed that idea to the side faster than I can even consider it. Unlike TC, I chose business management for a reason that I couldn't even make sense of for myself. But I knew that after I picked, I would give this major 110%, so that's what I've been doing these past 4 years. I have completely allowed myself to stay open-minded and to work towards something greater than myself. Because, let's be honest, I knew that one day I would need to put on my big girl pants, become successful, and create a name for myself. When looking at Learn at Forbes, I found some really neat tips on how to become a successful woman and manager. My favorite quote stated, "To be a successful manager, you need to first learn to be a good coach." To me, this made so much sense. Learning how to talk to people and communicate with people is likely one of the most, if not the most important thing in the business world. To have your employees' trust and respect will overall make for a positive and effective work experience. So, let me tell you about Lucy Bishop, who wrote on mindtools.com about how to achieve business success on June 15, 2018. So yeah, pretty recent. Lucy tells us that there is a distinct lack of highly successful female entrepreneurs out there, with only 14 of the 1,011 self-made billionaires in the world being women. How crazy is that number? I don't know about you guys, but this personally lights a fire under me that makes me want to prove people wrong and prove to them that women can be just as successful or even more successful than men. I believe that it's time to make a more concentrated effort on increasing opportunities for women in the workplace. I know that my skills are up to par and that I could prove some people wrong almost instantaneously. You guys don't even want to know some shocking workplace statistics that'll probably blow your socks off, but here I am going to tell you anyway. On March 8, 2018, David Sturt and Todd Nordstrom told Forbes.com about 10 shocking workplace statistics that people needed to know. But I'll share with you guys a few. First is that American workers forfeited nearly 50% of their paid vacation in 2017. That seems like a little bit of a crazy number to me because personally, I think vacation is the best part about having a job and something to look forward to, but maybe people are just so caught up in their work that they don't even have time to think about taking a vacation. The next interesting statistic is that recognition is the number one thing employees say their manager could give them to inspire them to produce great work. I could not agree with this more. I mean, we all love to feel recognized and accepted in certain situations, especially acknowledgement by one whom you looked up to, maybe family members, friends, someone that you love, you know. The last statistic I'll share with you all is that people can still fall in love at work. I know, women find love a little more frequently than men. Imagine that. However, 52% are reported finding love at work compared to only 48%. That makes me happy for all those lovebirds out there. What could be better than going to your job every day and seeing someone who you constantly are trying to show off for and put a smile on their face? Absolutely nothing compares in my book. So, here we are. I've basically told you that I'm somewhat lost in life and I have no earthly clue of what I want to do when I grow up, even though some consider me grown up. Isn't it funny? We've been asked that question, what do you want to do when you grow up? Probably since the early ages of, 5 years old. We would all give these super wild and, you know, somewhat crazy answers that align with our creativeness at such a young age. I wonder where all my creativity went. It feels so lost, but when did that happen? I still wish I had a little extra artistic touch to allow myself to have dreams bigger than I can even imagine. But it just seems so unrealistic nowadays, and I hate that for people. What happened to wanting to land on the moon or becoming a brain surgeon? Now it's more like becoming a recruiter or working for a sales firm. What do you guys think? Do you think I'd be a good recruiter or a salesman? I mean, obviously, you know that I like to talk, but what do you think would suit me best? Maybe a project manager, even? Oh, actually, I forgot to tell you guys about an interview I have coming up. So next week for spring break, I'm going to Charleston for an interview with a company called Iris Consulting Group. They said the starting pay was $48,000. You better watch out because I need some of this money coming my way. Maybe I'll love that job or maybe I'll hate it. I'll never know. I just feel like it's time to figure out what makes me happy. And I feel like a lot of that will include trial and error, but I'm okay with that if that secures me finding the right job one day. I want a career that makes me feel happy and secure at the same time. A job where I can improve and possibly become the owner of one day. Because let's be honest, this girl likes to run her own ship. So here we are, everyone. Today we have learned that all the ins and outs of becoming a business major. We all know that I graduate in 2 months and I still have no earthly idea of what my calling is, but we also know that I'm willing to try as many opportunities as I can to figure out that calling. I can't wait to check back with you guys next week on Tuesday's edition of Tea Time with Taylor so I can give you some updates on what I figured out, or let's be honest, what I haven't figured out about my career path. Please like and subscribe to my channel at Taylor Swiffer. All the love is so appreciated. Thanks for tuning in. Over and out.